Welcome back into our Health Minute. I'm Matt Tritton, being joined by Dr. Pete Dawson of Mosaic Life Care, specializing in sports medicine, physical medicine, and rehab. Dr. Dawson, thanks so much for taking some time here to chat with us as we kind of unofficially dive into the summer. We get past Memorial Day weekend, we hit that point. Of course, it doesn't quite feel like summer just yet outside, but what does this time of year look like for you as we do kind of head into a different season here in 2025?
Man, once school gets out and we have a lot less student athletes, you know, at the college level and the high school level, my clinic population changes a lot, and I see more of the older kind of aches and pains that I just don't have as much time for during the year. But definitely see different types of sports injuries over the summer, with more summer sports and a lot of ball sports. We talked about baseball a little bit earlier today. And people getting outside and doing more road running. So sometimes we'll see some more of that over the warmer months.
So a lot of kids are out playing baseball and softball. You mentioned the running, a lot more swimming, golfing, all that. Is it primarily coming from baseball and softball that you'll see more of those injuries, or is it kind of across the board, some of that trickling in?
Yeah, I see a lot of baseball and softball injuries, and the vast majority are overuse type injuries. From some of them are kids playing year round, some of them are kids that are, you know, pitching and catching, some of them are just kids that go and go and never have a chance to rest or recover.
So the pitching and catching side, before we dive too much into the pitching, because of course elbow shoulder injuries and there's plenty around that, the catching side, is that more of knees and the overuse on knees and get down on that crouch?
You know, it's more shoulders and elbow. It's all the
really?
Same. Yeah. So the catchers are throwing the ball every single pitch. So they're throwing as much as pitchers, and they're catching on consecutive multiple nights a week. Like, they're throwing more than the pitchers because they never get a day off.
Yeah.
And sometimes the pitchers have the best arm typically, and that's why they're pitching. And oftentimes the coaches will want to put them in a catcher when they're not pitching, because they can throw people out, or they've got that hard throw to second. And it's super hard on them to do both. Like, no kid should do both.
That is a lot of stress to be able to take in all that. When we think about baseball, so much of it does turn around to the ulnar collateral ligament and Tommy John surgery. You feel like we see more and more of that as we go. I actually saw something from a 2014 study that says 67% of UCL reconstruction surgeries are kids 16 to 20 years old. As a medical professional, when you hear numbers like that and what you're seeing, like, how concerning is that? How do you approach that when you're talking to those parents bringing those kids in?
Yeah, so that is a pretty high number. And probably not even unrealistic. Like, I would buy that for sure. I see a lot of elbows. And it's a challenge sometimes, because every kid wants to go to the next level, and every parent thinks their kid is going to go to the next level. But they don't necessarily understand the rest like you train, the like philosophy, I guess. So if you never take a chance to let your body adapt or recover to stress, like throwing for 7 innings or whatever it may be, then you're not ready to do it again. And that's what leads ultimately to these overuse injuries. Yeah, lots and lots of elbow injuries. It's not always with these. It's not always like, oh, I felt a pop and I have a tear. A lot of them will start as just kind of nagging medial elbow pain, and then they get worse and worse, and it hurts to throw. And by the time, you know, that they tell somebody about it and take themselves out, it's a long recovery to get back.
Do you think a lot of that, we talked about the overuse side, is it the number of pitches? Is it because everybody's max effort all the time? You know, when we were kids, it was always like, don't throw a curveball, it's going to hurt your elbow. Is it that, like, the torque on it? Like, where would you say the majority of that's probably coming from?
So some of it's pitch counts. A lot of leagues don't even have pitch counts. There's a really good reference on, like, the Major League Baseball for youth pitching and pitch counts based on age. And then and then it's fastballs. Like, it's not even everyone used to say that about, like, the breaking ball. Don't throw the breaking balls until you're a certain age. And actually, if you look at the MLB recommendations, I can't remember the exact age, but they do want people to hold off until they're a certain age to throw breaking balls. But really, it's about fastballs. The hardest throwers, the ones that throw more hard pitches, are the ones that get the injuries.
Are you a pretty big advocate for Greg Maddux and say, guys, you don't have to throw hard, just pinpoint, like, yeah, put it where it needs to be.
Yeah, I mean, that would be ideal.
On the softball side of things, is that more coming up in the shoulder? Like, we always hear that, like, it's a much more natural throwing motion to go with the underhand as opposed to the over the hand for the baseball with the pitch. Like, is it in the shoulder side you're seeing it for softball?
Yeah, so softball players definitely get different injuries, and it's definitely more shoulder. Actually, I see a lot of outfielders and people that are making the long throws in softball. Catchers, outfielders, more so than pitchers. Whenever we do have pitchers, it's more of like a biceps problem oftentimes rather than the rotator cuff or the ulnar collateral ligament of the elbow.
So sport diversification, how big is that right now for kids to not just sit there and kind of focus on one thing year-round and even throughout the summer might maybe mix in some swimming and a few different things there to break it up? But how big is that just to keep kids healthy as they do go throughout their careers?
Yeah, that's huge. So it's a pretty standard recommendation for any athlete in any sport to take at least like youth athletes. So we're talking like through high school, basically, to take 3 months off from whatever your chosen sport is each year. And in baseball, that means no throwing for 3 to 4 months, depending on their age. So ideally in that time, they're playing something else. They're doing something that doesn't recreate that motion. So they're not going from throwing a baseball to swinging a tennis racket, but they might be going from throwing a baseball to kicking a soccer ball or playing basketball or something that's like multi-directional and using more legs and not just such a heavy emphasis on that same shoulder and elbow complex. Yeah.
So we talked a lot about the youth side of things and baseball and softball and a lot of what kids are doing right now. On the flip side of things, the last couple of years, pickleball has taken off in the U.S., right?
Yeah.
In folks in general, but especially the older population, are you seeing a few more injuries in that regard? It's taken off so quick. It's very vigorous in that regard,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, surprisingly, I've seen quite a few pickleball injuries, actually. And most of the time, it's knees. It's from the planting and cutting. And a lot of the like people that are getting injured playing pickleball are the older athlete that has picked it up as like their primary sport and they're playing 3 times a week, and knee injuries happen when you get older, and it's usually nothing major. Seen a couple of elbow injuries, like more of a tennis elbow kind of thing.
With the planting and stopping and what you're seeing in pickleball, like is there some minimal strength training and some stuff that you can do that will help prevent that, or is that just the wear and tear as things go, it's going to happen?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Strength training is huge. Like I tell people regularly, like if you can lift a fridge, you're not going to have any trouble lifting your equipment or moving your body. And it is huge for injury prevention. So yeah, I mean, definitely doing some hip and thigh strengthening and some basic plyometric training can be very helpful for preventing that.
One thing I don't know if you want to touch on or want to dive much into, but we talk about the strength training side of things. There's also 1,000 different supplements and different things you can get out there. And I've, you know, was it magnesium is good for joints, and a lot of people are recommending creatine and this and that. Like, is there anything that you specifically would hang your hat on and say, hey, if you're going to get out and exercise and do this, if you're in that older population, really lean on this or that or anything that you would recommend in that regard?
That's a super specific or challenging question. It's going to vary from sport to sport and person to person, depending on your overall health. You know, how's your kidney health? How's your liver health? Like, what's your what are your nutritional tolerances and intolerances? There's a lot of evidence right now for creatine for a lot of things, actually, including like brain health in older people, concussion management using creatine to kind of help with that brain function. It's been pretty well studied in terms of like short burst activities, like short sprints or heavy lifts or that kind of thing. It will definitely put on muscle mass. It's a tricky one. It's a tricky one to make recommendations on because it really does make a difference what you're trying to do with it, what your goals are. Ultimately, like, you can get everything you need from just a well-balanced diet, you know, getting your fruits and vegetables and your lean meats and all of the food groups that we learned way back in the day. Now it's the My Healthy Plate thing.
Yeah. You're listening to The Health Minute here on KXCV KLRNW. We're talking with Dr. Pete Dawson of Mosaic Life Care. You mentioned at the outset getting in and a chance to kind of see a wider population as we go through the summer. The college athletes have all kind of gone home and kind of doing their thing, getting set for the upcoming fall. Take us through what it looks like during the school year when you are seeing a lot of college athletes and how fun that is to see a lot of high-level athletes coming through your clinic.
Yeah, so I have clinics where I treat the Missouri Western athletes and the Northwest Missouri State athletes, and there's no bias. Like, my goal is to get everybody healthy so that everybody can have healthy teams. But they're really fun to work with, and they're super motivated and sometimes too motivated. Like, it's hard to get some of those athletes to actually, like, back off and just let their bodies get better. A lot of injuries that they get just need a few days or a week to recover, and maybe they're, like, too pivotal to their team that their coaches can't afford to lose them, or maybe they just don't want to step back. So that's really the biggest problem. If I tell them that they need to do this particular thing in rehab, or they need to change this about what they're eating or how much sleep they're getting, like, they're going to do it, and it's great.
So you're a Maryville guy, parents are doctors, you go through and your fellowship at UC Davis. Did you ever see yourself coming back to St. Joe Maryville serving this community? Did you think you might branch out a little bit?
Yeah, I actually I went to college in Nebraska, and I contemplated going back to Lincoln because it's such a cool place. I loved it there. But the opportunity popped up for me to come back here, and, you know, I kind of used it as a trip home to visit my parents during fellowship living in California for a year, and loved it. Loved it. The job was, like, basically exactly what I wanted, and I've been super happy and no regrets.
Well, it's so many people you're growing up around that probably have the chance to treat and see coming through the clinics and stuff. Like, is that pretty fulfilling to see this really come full circle?
Yeah. I've seen so many people that I went to class with or that were, like, my teachers growing up Yeah, even people that were, like, little kids last I knew them, and now they're, like, you know, full grown and having work injuries, and it is a pleasure.
It goes by quick. So you're growing up, you're an athlete, you still are. What is Pete Dawson doing out right now? Like, are you tennis, you golf, you swimmer?
I spend the majority of my time on my bike.
Yeah,
a lot of biking and running and lifting. Yeah, No more ball sports for me. Like, I still enjoy playing basketball, but every time I do, I'm just hobbled for days. So
I always feel like I'm a ticking time bomb. That knee or Achilles or something's not going to be there next time.
Yeah, so I'll take on my oldest in the driveway, and that's the extent of my basketball prowess now.
Well, one of these days, we'll see you get you out there in a celebrity game and see what you got.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Dr. Dawson, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
That's Dr. Pete Dawson joining us here on the Health Minute. I'm Matt Tritton. We'll talk to you again soon.